what about the dog, the sweet little dog, who won Britain's Got Talent, Matisse. And their owner, Jules, the TV critic, Toby Earls, with us, the commentator, Paul Martin. Morning to you, Toby. Morning to you, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it ridiculous that a dog wins Britain's Got Talent, Paul?
It's absolutely horrendous. I mean, it's two out of the last 3 years now we've had a dog winning a talent show. And I think the first time it was funny, although also equally ridiculous. But this time, it's just pathetic. And Simon Cowell seemed to think this is great and that it's capturing the public's imagination. But really, it's making a mockery of the show. Massive viewers to this show, Stephen, tuning in every night for the last week only to see a dog winning it. And the dog didn't even really do anything.
Well, we're an animal-loving... We mean a dog didn't do anything. It always £250,000, Toby.
Yeah, well, I think Paul's getting a little bit out under the collar for no real reason there. The fact is, you're not going to beat a three-legged dog. And the moment that three-legged dog appeared, that was it. Everyone... Jamie might as well have packed up the rest of his fruit and veg stall and gone home. But it doesn't really matter. Think of it in isolation. All they've won, right, okay, they've won a lot of money, but they've won a spot on the Royal Variety Performance, right? Everyone seems to think that people deserve a career out the back of this. It doesn't matter if they win. People will probably move on and get a career. The likes of Jamie Raven, Claude Ganeswe will go on and win. If people want to vote a dog to win a variety competition, people have voted for a dog, and that's just the end of it. It doesn't matter if you win, because frankly, more often than not, it's better to not to win Britain's Got Talent. Susan Boyle, for example.
Go on, Paul.
Well, to be fair, I get what you're saying in terms of, you know, you don't have to win the shows to go on and become a major top-selling act. But what it actually does do is it really undermines the whole point of watching it, because people do... I'll give you an example, Stephen. Sitting there with the wife and three children last night, my kids have been watching it every day for the past week and are really into it. They take it seriously. They do little scores for each night and guess who they think is going to win it. So it actually does really undermine the thing. It isn't just a bit of fun. It is a proper talent show, and therefore we should be looking for somebody with a little bit of talent, which that dog does not have, to actually win it.
But surely, Paul, on that same scale, if the person who they like didn't win, they'd be as upset anyway.
There can only be one winner, is the most talented person in that entire audition process, you know, hundreds of acts right down to the final, is it really a dog again? I mean, it's just like, change the record, Simon. We know you like dogs, you get it, get over it. And actually, what I will say is this: yes, the public made the, you know, you have to look at the public, why are they voting for the dog? I think half the people are sabotaging it. I really do. I think at this point in these reality shows, which Simon Cowell's attached to, people tend to sabotage the result.
Paul, thank you. Toby, thank you.